This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. There's a new trend on TikTok. Isn't there always? This one is called lazy girl job.
A lazy girl job is something that you can basically quiet quit. And also there's a lot of jobs out there where you could make like 60 to 80K. So like pretty comfortable salaries and not do that much work and be remote.
That's TikTok influencer Gabrielle Judge, who coined the term. And that term and trend has gone viral as women and men try to find jobs with, oh, a cool boss, or one that actually ends at 5 o'clock. Or most importantly, one where you can leave your work at work without the pressure to constantly hustle, working to live rather than living to work. CNN columnist Jill Filipovich says there is nothing lazy about this aspiration. And she's with me now. Hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great to have you. All right, so is this a backlash to the girl boss phenomenon, hence the name, lazy girl?
Well, I think what we're seeing is a bit of a cultural obsession with girl-centric trends, right? Kind of starting with the girl boss.
Girl dinner.
Exactly, the girl dinner. I do think that the branding of this as lazy girl jobs is a bit of a backlash. I think part of what the girl boss trend did was reveal many Americans' continued discomfort with female ambition. And so I do think the lazy girl, the focus on the lazy girl job is a bit more comfortable, right? That said, I do think a real dynamic is happening where, particularly post-pandemic, a lot of Americans are questioning what they want their lives and their work lives to look like.
Okay, so let me play another clip from Gabrielle Judge, who coined the term, and she's explaining it here a little bit more.
Having a job where you truly can exercise work-life balance and not just like start work at 10 a.m. instead of 9 a.m. because you have a dentist appointment, like that's not true work-life balance. I don't want to get into that, but having something where it's more flexible and it's safe is so much easier because I truly believe women are not meant to like live paycheck to paycheck.
Okay, so can you unpack that just a little bit about the work-life balance as something that makes you feel safe and secure and freer from the pressures and anxiety that comes with hustling?
Sure. I think what she's saying there is that a lot of women, and I think this is frankly true for a lot of men as well, want jobs that, you know, pay the bills, that hopefully in an ideal world feel somewhat meaningful. But obviously that's not going to be every job, but that essentially allow us to have lives outside of work. So whether that's having time to cook for ourselves or spend time with family and friends or travel or exercise, that this longstanding American hustle culture of, you know, dedicate all your free time to work is not particularly healthy. And that a lot of folks, and particularly a lot of women, are rejecting that expectation.
And so how is this not quiet quitting? Because that was also a post-pandemic trend or a during pandemic trend.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think a lot of these trends are less about what people are actually doing and more about what people are talking about on TikTok, right? Which are two different things.
Yeah.
You know, quiet quitting, I think, is quite similar to this. Although my understanding is that quiet quitting was more like whatever job you have, taking a bit of a step back and just deciding, I'm kind of going to just do the bare minimum and skate through here. I think the lazy girl job trend is more about focusing on finding a job and taking a job that pays a comfortable but not, you know, exorbitant salary, that really is 9 to 5, you know, and has a chill boss and lets you live your life.
And how much does the broader economy figure into this? In other words, we're at pretty much full employment right now. There's a very low unemployment rate. And so does that figure into this, that there isn't a lot of anxiety about finding a job maybe out there? And so you can afford to be a little less into it?
Yeah, I think economic conditions definitely figure into this. I mean, again, I'm not sure how much this is a thing that is actually happening in any like new way, or if it's more just, you know, a trend that folks have latched onto. But we are in a moment of a pretty employee-friendly, worker-friendly economy, you know, which means that folks can be a bit more choosy about which kind of jobs they take. You know, we've also had the experience of 2 years of a pandemic, which meant that a lot of folks worked from home and realized you know, in some ways there were huge downsides, but in other ways there were big upsides, right? And a lot of workers are wanting to maintain that level of flexibility, you know, as they return to work. And I think that's a demand being made on employers, you know, who again have a less power just given how low unemployment is and how in demand workers are.
Yeah. So talk a little bit more about the generational differences here, because I know, and I'm with you on this, like you don't know what if a TikTok trend is real or not. But given all these other things that we're talking about with the pandemic and the quiet quitting and people sort of questioning whether they should come into the office or not, and actually refusing to come back to the office despite what their bosses want, whether or not we are seeing a generational and long-lasting shift in what we think of when we think of American work culture.
It's a great question. And I hope what we're seeing is long lasting. I do think there is a generational dynamic at play here. You know, I'm an older millennial, and even I'm hearing a lot of my friends, this is purely anecdotal, but you know, hearing a lot of my friends frankly complaining about Gen Zers the same way that, you know, our boomer and Gen X elders complained about us, right? Which is that they don't want to work overtime. They want to actually take vacations and not be checking email constantly. So I do think we are seeing a shift among younger folks saying, actually, you know, I want a job, but I also want a life. And I think that's a good thing. You know, when you look at the number of hours that Americans work, the fact that we don't have paid vacation, don't have paid sick days, don't have all of these things that for people in many other prosperous developed countries are really kind of basics. I think a lot of young folks are looking at that and saying, you know, this is just not how I want to live. I don't want to spend my whole life focused on work.
Yeah, and I don't want to be Sheryl Sandberg. I don't want to lean in.
Right. I mean, maybe I'm curious though if that. So I think one other dynamic that's happening here, honestly, is that human beings approach work in different ways in different parts of our lives, right? And at different times in our lives. And when we're, you know, talking about women who are more than half the population, I think there are still a lot of incredibly ambitious, incredibly hardworking young women, you know, who are kind of quote unquote leaning in, but also want time to, you know, go to the gym, right? Or go on a date or get dinner with their friends. And then I think there are a lot of folks who have no interest in that at all, right? It's a vast tapestry. And I think for most people, you know, the quote unquote lazy girl job and the lean in job may come at two different eras of their lives, right? There may be parts of your life where you're more ambitious and more focused on work, and parts of your life where, you know, you may not be. There may be parts of the, you know, it's summer. A lot of people may be looking outside and saying, actually, I would like to get off at 5 p.m. You know, for the next couple of months, and then go back, you know, and work hard for the rest of the year. And I think these are all these kind of cyclical natures of both your work year, but also your life that American work culture just really doesn't accommodate for.
Well, thanks so much. I sense you're not a lazy girl, but that's just my sense. I think you're a very hardworking girl.
For better or worse.
For better or worse, I hear you. CNN columnist Jill Filipovich, thank you.
Thanks.
Coming up, we remember Sinead O'Connor, the Irish singer who died today. She was 56 years old. That's next on Press Play.